Well, Janelle, I know that you and Alan came to Washington in 1976. And I know that you did not just put your finger on a map and say, hey, this would be a good place for us to live. So what brought you to Washington?
Well, can you hear me, by the way? I'm worried the people at the back can't hear. Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
I had gone to medical school really thinking that I would be, after medical school, going to overseas to a third world country to practice. When I was in medical school, I'd been in Africa, in Congo, and really thought when I left there, that's where I'd be returning. What occurred was that we met a person by the name of Mary Cosby who helped begin Church of the Savior, and we were at a conference at Indiana University, and when Al and I went in and sat down at a table where she was, and she was a part of a small community called Church of the Savior here in Washington, D.C., and she said to us, come visit, and we did, and when we came here to D.C. to visit just for a weekend, we were taken into an apartment building that a small group of persons here from Church of the Savior had just purchased, and they were planning to renovate it for the folks who were living there. It was right in back of the Potter's House, right off of Columbia Road, close to Christ's House, right at the corner of Euclid and Fuller, called the Ritz, R-I-T-Z. And we were taken into that building, and the building had not been renovated. It had been raining, and so there was water coming in through ceilings of people's apartments, and the stench, and I just didn't realize that anyone had to live like that here in this country. And as we were passing through the halls, there were a group of folks that were meeting together who were living there, and they invited us in. And knowing I was a physician, they began to tell me what it was like for them to get health care. And it was a deepening, eye-opening experience for me. And so we went back to where we were in Indiana, prayed, and decided that this was what God was asking us to do. Our children were young. Our youngest was three-year-old at that point, and two boys just a little bit older. But all we knew was we thought God was leading us. And I think God speaks in various ways to people, whether it's through other people, through scripture, in various. One of the things I always say, God sings. And some of the way we were assured that we were to come here, for whatever reason God had in mind, was just hearing God sing at times. And that's what led us out here to D.C.